It's nice to see you all again. Sorry I missed last Sunday. Some of you know how sorry I am that I missed last Sunday. But my year started a little differently than most years. Some of you know some of that. But I thought I'd share some of what was going on. So, it was a really nice Monday a week and a half ago. Federal holiday. So, I was, as is my pattern on a Monday, I was on the golf course with my usual partners. When the three of them started acting really weird, I pulled a 6-iron and I was ready to hit my second shot, and one of them picked up my golf ball and put it in his pocket. If you know anything about golf etiquette, that is way out of line. So, not wanting to cause a scene, I dropped another ball and figured that one disappeared too. Really strange behavior for my playing partners, who are generally okay guys. And then they started insisting that I get into the golf cart. What? 2 minutes later, I'm in the golf cart, riding past some other players on the 18th hole on the way to the clubhouse, feeling really bad that I'm now interrupting some other people's play. We arrive at the clubhouse, and an ambulance pulls up. EMTs get out and start asking me questions. It was my playing partners that were acting weird. And then one of them asked me, "Can you tell me how old you are?" And I couldn't. Thought that was a little weird. It got weirder. It was a pretty wild start to the new year, all right. Turns out I'd had a couple of blood clots that decided to take a trip to my head. And so I had a CVA, a stroke, a cardiovascular accident. And thanks to some pretty amazing people and some pretty amazing pharmaceuticals, blood clot busters, I spent 2 days in the ICU. And while my friends have some doubts about whether there was any cognitive deficit as a result of that, no motor impairment, no balance issues, no cognitive deficit. Pretty much, and so far, a complete recovery. Thanks be to God. And thanks be for medical professionals and pharmaceutical scientists and for some friends who, well, some of you have gotten to know me well enough, and so you, like those friends, have decided to ignore me at times, like my friends did. They ignored what I wanted and what I asked for and did the right thing in spite of me. Last Monday afternoon, I was absolutely certain I was fine, and they were crazy. Except that I wasn't fine. And I was very fortunate that they were. They were not satisfied with, quite literally, watching an accident happen. So they didn't let me go. It's been said that the reason that mountain climbers rope themselves together is to keep the sane ones from going home. I don't know much about mountain climbers. It seems to me that anybody who goes mountain climbing is insane. But I am pretty clear that you can't always tell who the sane ones are and who the crazy ones are. I've been wrong about myself on that one. It's hard to tell sometimes who's crazy and who's a prophet. Martin Luther King Jr.'s colleagues thought he was crazy. His own colleagues thought he should not try to move so fast or so far in the civil rights movement. they cautioned, patience. We need people who will sometimes, in spite of ourselves, speak the truth in love. People who are willing to do and say loving things when we don't want to hear or do them. When we aren't ready or willing to listen. We celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. tomorrow, and we worship a prophet and king today and every day. We follow one along with Andrew and Simon Peter, one who was willing to speak the truth in love to people who were not always ready or willing to hear it. The beginning of John's Gospel puts it this way. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. Even Jesus' family had doubts about him. Most of us, I think, have gotten used to the biblical language. We read Lamb of God or Son of God or Messiah or Rabbi and don't think too much about it. It's just part of our tradition now. But John's hearers had to wonder, what is this guy talking about, Lamb of God? We don't need any sacrificial lamb. We're just fine. Go work on the people who are crazy. Go work on the bad people. We're all just fine. The other part of that is the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, they don't mention Lamb of God at all. Perhaps because it's really rather difficult to figure out what John the Baptist meant by Lamb of God. Was he talking about the lamb that God provided in Genesis as a substitute for Isaac when Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac? Is he talking about the Passover lamb from Exodus when the Hebrew slaves escaped from Egypt? Remember, in John's Gospel, the Passover celebration is pretty important. Got a feeling that the Lamb of God is from Maundy Thursday's celebration of Jesus with his disciples. And Son of God? No one in the first century could have heard Son of God without thinking of Caesar, who had his face and Son of God imprinted on every Roman coin. When somebody started talking about Son of God, it was a political statement. And Jesus did not look much like an emperor or act much like one either. No wonder people were confused and asked questions, like Andrew did. Where are you staying? I've got a lot of questions too. Mostly mine these days are about why. But Andrew was asking, where? Where are you staying? I'm convinced now that Jesus didn't answer with a location, but instead answered with an invitation, because he was calling them into a relationship where they would get what they needed in spite of what they wanted. He answered a question they didn't ask because they needed that relationship. Remember how many times Jesus' followers tried to convince him to take another way, to not go to Jerusalem, to be a different kind of Messiah? But he invited them to life in a community where we are roped together, if you will, to keep us all together and safe, roped together into the body of Christ. Jesus invited Andrew and his brother, Simon Peter, to be healed before they knew they needed to be healed, before they realized there was something wrong. Thanks be to God that Jesus does not wait for us to realize there's something wrong before he helps and heals. And thanks be to God for Jesus' followers like you who are called to notice when things are wrong in spite of our ignoring things that are wrong sometimes, who won't let the last and the lost and the least miss the dream God has for the kingdom, where all of us are welcome and healed and whole. Amen.